It's hard to believe this coming weekend marks the end of daylight savings time, and I believe the United States is going to be coming into some darker days in more ways than one.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Well, today's program is an extension of yesterday's. We never had a chance to get to all the stories that I wanted to share and some commentary that I believe, as we are now here in the United States, 1 week away from an election. I doubt if the results will be known because we've already been warned certain swing states may not have the results for quite a while. We'll talk about that a little bit more today. I'll admit that when I was in high school, I really did enjoy the music of the Moody Blues that you're hearing in the background. This particular song never became famous in the late 60s and early 70s, but it did take on some popularity later in the 70s and into the 1980s. Hard to believe, as I said, this weekend for much of the United States, we will come off daylight savings time, and even though it's going to be dark early, and wintertime will be here before you know it in much of the United States. Even in Florida, where we have kind of this perpetual semi-summer, it still gets dark. The sun is down after around 5, and so we have more hours of darkness at night than we do have of daylight. And my heart is telling me, and this is the direction I want to take the program and give you some examples and some commentary, I truly believe that the United States is at risk, extremely high risk, of coming into one of the darkest periods of time in our nation's 248-year history. It is to the point that I even doubt if things don't change, if the trajectory, if the direction, if the attitudes, if the decline in so many really vital areas is not reversed, we could potentially be watching the end of this experiment in democracy or a representative republic before we hit our 250th birthday. Truth is that most governments don't survive 250 years. Only a handful in history really have, without some major upheaval. And we've been on this verge of upheaval for literally 100 years, if not a little bit more. When our nation was barely 150 years of age, we were already in this process of decline, and globalism and bankers and war, never-ending wars. In my lifetime, we heard a lot about World War II because many of our parents served in the Second World War. Many fathers either were in the European theater or even the Pacific theater in the Marines, like my dad. And we heard a lot about it. But honestly, that is the last war the United States ever won, and that's over 80 years. It's like 80 years ago. Next spring and summer in 2025 will mark 80 years since the end of the Second World War. And in my lifetime, we have spent mega trillions of dollars on war, and we don't win anything. If you think about it for a couple of minutes, that should be deeply concerning to any one of us. There is a beast out there we are feeding that is killing people, destroying nations, destroying livelihoods, destroying property, all in the name of making some various groups wealthier and wealthier beyond words. There is a global cabal out there that thrives on war. I mentioned this several weeks ago. I can remember growing up watching a TV program. Many of you may have seen it and remember it well. Star Trek, the original television series, not the ones that came later. And there's this one episode that I think really shows where I believe the world is today, whether they realized it or not at the time. There was an entity that got on the Starship Enterprise that was causing viciousness and violence and anger and people trying to kill each other. And it finally dawned on somebody, this entity causing that was thriving off the anger, thriving off the bloodshed, thriving off the violence. And they realized what they needed to do was just laugh it off their ship and say, hey, we're done with you. We're not playing your game anymore. We're not fighting these battles to make you happy and give you the life you want. And that is where we are today. There are several entities at play. More than one. And I really believe that we are getting in a time of desperation. Last week, and I'm just going to mention a couple of quick stories. I didn't have a chance to get to this one yesterday, and I really hadn't had the time to go through a lot of it. Donald Trump, former president, sat down for 3 hours on the Joe Rogan Experience, which is a very well listened to and viewed podcast. And that episode that was on Friday was viewed by millions upon millions upon millions of people on the various platforms that it's out there on. It's just an enormous number. And what stands out is that Donald Trump was able to sit there for 3 hours and answer questions, one after the other, without getting into a word salad. And I really think it was one of the most beneficial interviews. It was better than any of these idiotic debates that were done by the moron class at the networks. I mean, seriously. Our journalistic networks are propaganda outfits, and they're not even good at it anymore. They're getting lazy and they're getting stupid. I mean, just stupid. And they think that we're gullible enough to buy the garbage that they're selling. Well, I'm not buying it. Honestly, I got rid of the networks out of my house years ago. I haven't watched network news probably since 19... unless by accident and I'm somewhere where I had no choice. I haven't watched any of the nightly news of NBC, ABC, or CBS since literally the middle 1990s. I gave up on them. They were too in the tank, being stupid, being irrelevant, and being just way too one-sided and way too happy to be one-sided without thinking anything through. So I recognized they and the major newspapers that I used to read on a regular basis, I got rid of them because I was tired of being lied to. And these same networks jump at every opportunity to downplay an issue or upplay one, depending upon its political target. Now, Kamala Harris, who I think is a morally bankrupt individual that has no business being in any elected office under any circumstance anywhere. She's incapable, she's incompetent, and she is dishonest. Those are her only good qualities. Last week, you remember, she came out of her little hidey hole, which is the vice presidential residence, to do this big news conference They had the microphones and the TV cameras and everything set up on the vice presidential shield, and everybody waited for the moment for Queen Kamala to come out the front door to give this vital news conference that the world and the United States voters needed to hear today. And I'm just going to play you a couple of moments of it. The 3 minutes is too agonizingly long. That's all it was 3 minutes, but it's too much of an agony to put up with those 3 minutes. But then I want to explain what has happened since.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. Who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there.
So let's just take a moment to kind of dissect the stuff that Kamala tried to sell. All nonsensical. First, she is relying on the testimony of a retired general, Kelly, John Kelly, and his ludicrous, insane accusations. And when she did the press conference, everybody had to wait for Queen Kamala to come out of her hidey hole. Then she spoke, and then she immediately turned around, refusing to take any questions. Typical Kamala style, don't you ask me anything, because I ain't telling you nothing. And she went back in and hid away for the rest of the day. And of course, the media just lapped it up. MSNBC, oh, they were just having, pardon me for saying this, they were having orgasms on the air. Sorry for that mindset, but I had to tell you. And CNN, all of them. And so while the media was salivating over all of this nonsense, let's kind of get into this. I mean, yeah, you have the New York Times. Is it fascism? A leading historian changes his mind. Another former Trump aide agrees he has authoritarian tendencies, and CNN saying Biden believes Trump is a fascist. And on it goes. The Washington Post, who, by the way, they're needing a safe space and warm blankies and teddy bears because they were told not to endorse any particular candidate. It's how dare you tell us what to do. We don't care if you own the newspaper. I love it. And the inmates are running the asylum. But in this, let's understand who in the world is John Kelly. John Kelly, retired general, is a warmonger and makes money on war. And nobody wants to investigate who is this clown. Remember, he was fired by Trump because he was disobeying and doing his own thing. He's got a lot of financial ties and murky affiliations and things that make me a little suspicious. 2017, there was a verified report that Kelly failed to disclose his position. This is 2017, Trump White House. Failed to disclose his position as vice chair of a lobbying firm called the Spectrum Group. And along with memberships of the Michael Baker International and Sallyport Global, these are defense contractors working closely with the government. So you had him inside the Trump White House feathering his own financial nest. And the fact that he failed to legally report his ties to the defense industry and his role in what many would call the swamp, for lack of a better term, his association with DC Capital Partners, a heavily invested border-related service group. Hey, they made a fortune, especially during the Biden administration. After Trump left office, Kelly, former General Kelly, you know, John Kelly, joined the board of Caliburn International, a parent company of the Comprehensive Health Services, which operated the shelters for migrant children. So he's making, his firm is billing billions of dollars to the Biden administration. During the Trump years, you know, in other words, if you look over this company, you know, you look at the profits that were made by the companies that Caliburn International and others that Kelly's on the board or has an interest in financially, they had been getting $210 million in 2018. And after Biden got in, they were getting $12 billion with a B. Billion. That's like 25 times the amount of money. And this is because of the open border policies. And so Kamala Harris is trying to get us to believe that Kelly is an unbiased operator. During Trump's final year in office, his administration brought the monthly average of unaccompanied minors down to a record low of around 2,700. And for the year, 33,000. And in the first year under Biden, it jumped to 547,000. Kelly has got his former general, retired general, John Kelly has got his hands in the cookie jar. He is an untrustworthy swamp creature who will lie to stay wealthy. He's about as believable as that bimbo weirdo that said Trump raped her in some women's dressing room at some fancy New York shopping location. And even the store said it would have been impossible for that to happen. It never would have happened. And she said, and I wore this dress when it happened. And of course, the dress and shoes didn't come out till years later. So that's impossible. So we're supposed to believe John Kelly. I think the man is a liar and a fraud, a fake. He's sucking in millions of dollars and becoming wealthy, being a warmonger. And the sickness behind this kind of a character assassination is a political weapon. In other words, the truth and integrity have been abandoned for political and financial gain. And Kamala Harris is equally as reprobate, equally as disgusting, equally as immoral, equally as untrustworthy, equally as, well, just a bona fide. She can't be trusted. She has no ethics. Never has. You know, you don't date 60-some-odd-year-old married men and hang out with them to gain power unless you're a prostitute. A political prostitute, which is what I'm accusing Kamala Harris of being. She's a political prostitute, no more, no less. And so, no, I do not believe any of what General Kelly has to say, and I think it should be retroactively court-martialed if it's found out. Look, people are already saying he didn't say that. Kelly's also the same clown that said, you know, Trump talked about losers and suckers. That everybody that was there said that's a bunch of nonsense. Only Kelly has this strange recollection because Kelly's got an axe to grind because he got his fanny fired for being a failure. And so he's in a desperate attempt. So I don't find anything that Kelly has to say credible. In fact, I really think that he violated his oath of office by profiting on war when he was still serving in the United States government and failing to disclose, he really should be in jail. So I don't trust any of them. And the fact that this is all Kamala Harris had is to come out with that silly press conference and not take questions. By the way, she was supposed to be on the Joe Rogan program. And then she suddenly had a scheduling conflict and couldn't make it because I think they're scared to death. Can you imagine Kamala Harris having to answer unscripted questions for 3 hours? Can you imagine the salad works that would have been? The salad bar on the Joe Rogan show of Kamala? It would have been hysterical to watch. But Trump managed 3 hours in what would be considered semi-hostile territory and did fine. Surprisingly well. And that's why the left is becoming totally unhinged. And that's why I'm afraid they're going to try to steal elections. I'm already seeing the handwriting on the wall. And I'm also beginning to see the anger and the fear and the angst. You know, if you even have a Donald Trump sign on your front lawn, you're about to get the crazies on your front, at your front doorstep, knocking on your door and telling you, you need to take your stupid sign down because it's, we don't like it. I mean, listen to this. It's sometimes a little hard to understand, but this is an actual creepy person coming up on somebody's house and ringing the doorbell and complaining about a Trump sign on their front lawn. In other words, the homeowner's front lawn.
Hi. I want to know how you can vote.
We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
Shameful. Are you the one that walks by here and always screaming at people?
No, I haven't walked by recently.
Okay, because a lot of people walk by and scream.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
Voting for the devil? All I can hear in my mind is I'm going back about 50, too many years ago, to Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. That's all I can hear in my mind right now is this woman complaining that you're voting? Yeah, the devil made me do it. What not? Let's get back to what she said.
You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
No.
Why are you voting for him?
Because I believe he is the moral candidate.
Oh, my God. F*** you for that one.
That's
moral?
Exactly right. That's how your side acts.
Oh, my God.
That's
He's
how
the
you
most
guys...
immoral person around.
In your opinion, that's okay.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. Have a nice day.
Oh,
have a nice day. God,
everybody's opposed to you.
God bless you.
Oh,
have you ever noticed when the leftist lunatics, which I really believe are neo-pagans, probably demonically possessed, whenever you challenge them, they go into a rage, they go into anger, their eyes just bug out of their head, and they start cursing and screaming and just getting all weird. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You must be in their thought process of group think. And if you dare go outside of the box, they want to come after you. They want to hurt you physically, financially. You're never allowed to challenge them. And it seems to be rampant in the leftist lunatic realm, which, like I say, is demon filled. Here is an example of what I'm talking about, how they go into a rage and scream. And the only thing that these people have is abortion, transgenderism, homosexuality, and worship the planet. That's pretty much their entire platform. Anything beyond that is they can't even comprehend it. Oh, she'll fix the economy. Yeah, they fixed it all right. And they'll continue to fix it. But every time you challenge or ask a question, and here's an example of a 17-year-old leftist lunatic raised by a leftist lunatic family, when challenged about the trans identity of this individual, what does that individual mean by being trans? Now, let me tell you, had I ever acted out like that at age 17, I probably would have been put into a mental institution where I really belonged. But this is considered normal. This is being pushed upon us by the lunatic leftist fringe that now owns and operates the Democrat Party, full of demons, demonic individuals, derelicts, dementia-ridden, you name it. And we're supposed to bow down at their pagan altars and worship their pagan gods. Or they scream at us, they yell at us, they curse at us. And if you dare in a free country, which is rapidly no longer being free, if you decide you support a different candidate, you keep getting these leftist lunatics on your front lawn and ringing your doorbell like this poor guy in Michigan.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to remove it, or I will be making a complaint.
Hey, check this out. A couple points. When we moved in, we had a survey done that is 110% my property. That the county will verify it.
It says it is the roadway easement.
It's not the easement. I've got a survey, and this is the thing. You guys need to mind your own business. It's my yard. It's not. If the county could have did something about it, they would have.
Okay, but it's our neighborhood, and you're degrading our neighborhood and bringing down our, I mean, it's just somebody who lives in the neighborhood.
But I guess a Kamala Harris sign is good for the neighborhood. I'm sure that she would agree with that. But this is what you're up against. You're not even allowed your opinion, your expression, none of it. You must conform. You must be vaccinated. You must be boosted. You must believe in the pandemic. You must believe all the lies that we're telling you, or we're going to come after you, silence you, deplatform you. Yeah, I'm sure this gal's had plenty of booster shots, and that's probably why her mental state has been so, well, degraded. Really, in honesty, I keep telling myself, you, and my church congregation the same thing. We're not arguing with rational people. We're not debating with people that have any kind of intelligence anymore. We are literally wrestling with pigs in the mud, and the pigs like it because that's just what they do. The Bible says it best. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We are not dealing with normal, rational people. We are dealing with people that have bought into the lie of neo-paganism, because every one of their most important platform items leads to death and destruction and loss. All of them. They use this term, reproductive rights. In other words, we kill the child in the womb as our sacramental sacrifice that we must do. It's pagan. We worship the earth. We look at children when they are very, very young, and we try to decide which one's in the wrong body or which one may be gay. This is the kind of sickness we are fighting from the lunatic fringe left, and there is no way around it. If they should win this election, the United States is in a real world of hurt that we will never recover. This is it. This is it. And I fully recognize that it may, depending on next week, and we will probably not know for days as the days grow darker quicker, if there's a bright future or not for the United States. Does it all just go to hell in a handbasket, as the old expression goes? Because we allowed it to. We surrendered it. When you find these people possessed, literally, like those that scream and those that come to your front and curse at you for daring to have a sign on your front yard that you're allowed by the law to do. It's called the First Amendment. But no, not to these losers and lunatics and weirdos. You can't have your sign. I'm going to complain. Complain to who? Moloch? Your God? People, I'm telling you, this is spiritual warfare. And I look at what I do on this radio program each and every day, and I know that I'm coming to a crossroad as well. There is no sense if Kamala Harris wins next week and Democrats take the House. There is no reason for me to share any more news stories with anybody. There's no reason for it because we're too far gone. It doesn't make any difference. It'll become increasingly obvious to everybody that has not been given over to, well, delusion. self-imposed, believing the lie unto your own damnation, as it says in 2 Thessalonians delusion. It becomes over. And then the new emphasis must be on equipping the remnant church, because that's all it's going to be. A persecuted, cursed at, the government coming after it, condemned church. Now, unless you're the church that believes in homosexual marriage, in transgenderism, and everything woke and weird and strange, if you believe in that, you're allowed to exist. It's just like the authorized churches in China. You have to abide by the party line. In other words, you know, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the Presbyterian Church USA, the Episcopal Church, United Methodist, and a few others, you'll be allowed to survive as long as you stay woke and morally and spiritually broke. You'll be permitted. But Bible-believing Christians will increasingly come under attack and be hated and despised. And in our own nation that guaranteed us religious freedom, we will watch it evaporate and disappear. And so the emphasis will have to change in equipping an underground and potentially clandestine church and finding ways to stay connected. This is going to be what happens depending on what happens next week. We've been doing this program now over 4 years. I warned you 4 years ago. The election was not secure. And when I get back after this break, I have a quick story on why I believe some of the same slimy characters are coming out from under a rock to do the same slimy things they did 4 years ago. I warned you. I don't have a good feeling. I pray that I am wrong in what I am feeling. I am praying that people really did get out to vote, and I pray that the steal cannot be completed. I need your support to keep this radio program going. Would you please visit our website, truth2ponder.com. You'll find a tab to support us. It takes you to Give, Send, Go, a Christian processing company for online donations. They've worked very well. If you really need to use PayPal, send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com, and I will give you PayPal information. It's not what I normally prefer to use, but I can use it if you need to, if it's easier for you. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia. Chilhowie, Virginia. Zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The House and the Tent coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're really going to love in a moment. Some people go on camping trips better than others. I went on a camping trip once with a few people, and there's one sister who brought something like a bed, cabinets, dressers, large mirror, all sorts of stuff. She was living better in her tent than most of us lived at home. It was like going into the tent of the Queen of Sheba. Some people are real into camping. They have everything prepared, solar power, radios, generators, televisions, everything. They're so into camping and preparations. After it's all over, it's like they never left home. It becomes like they're still home. They weren't camping. Save yourself some trouble. Stay at home if that's the point. You see, the point is here. We are in this world only camping. That's it. If you try to live this life to be comfortable, you'll be miserable. Because the truth is, this life is a camping trip. It's not home yet. Don't confuse it for home. Home is heaven. That's where we're going to be. That's where we're going to close up our tents. That's where we're going to be forever. But here, it's camping. It's tents. You don't have to be comfortable. You don't have to like everything about it. Don't get so wrapped up in the accommodations here. Don't live complaining about what you don't have. Make the most of your time on earth. Live in light of eternity. Do God's will on earth. Glorify his name. Expand his kingdom. Store your treasures in heaven. Because you're not on earth to get, but to give. And you're not home yet, for your home is in the heavenly mansion. And this life on earth Well, it's just a camping trip. Want more? Ask for The Feast of Camping on CD. Now, what if someone offered you a gift of $1 million? What would you say? Well, a strong and victorious walk is worth more than that. So I want to offer you something better, something that'll help give you a strong, victorious life, a free subscription to Sapphire's Vitamins for Your Spirit and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. Amazing stuff. Has the hidden writings of the rabbis that prove Jesus and the signs that took place when he died. Amazing. Only place you can get is here, and it's our free gift to you. How do you get it? Just remember, Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. So to receive your free gift, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. It's 1-800. It's Yeshua, and that's Y-E-S-H-U-A, and the number 1. Now, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. I invite you to join me in the harvest. You don't need a plow, just an open heart and a pen. I'm going to tell you the farthest way you can ever impact the world, your life for the gospel, through shortwave radio. It's amazing. You can do it. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. One. That's Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A-1. Or write me direct. Here's my direct address. It's The Nice Jewish Boy. It's box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And the zip is 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Ben Elohim, the Son of God, the Mighty One, the Lion of Judah, the Root of Jesse, and the Wonderful One. In His name.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. Tuesday afternoon. I'm just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me. Chasing the clouds away.
I welcome you back to part two of our Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Once again, I happen to think of the Moody Blues song from way back when, Tuesday afternoon. And here it is, a Tuesday. And next Tuesday afternoon, many of us are going to be starting to be a little bit anxious about how things are going. Will there be any cheating or not in how the count is done, particularly in swing states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and yeah, North Carolina, and even Georgia. I worry about North Carolina because of all the destruction of Hurricane Helene in the western and most conservative part of the state outside of the little blue pimple called Asheville and Buncombe County. How will that be affected by people that have lost everything? And then I worry about Georgia. You know, I've got Georgia on my mind briefly here. And I do not trust Secretary of State Raffensperger. I call him SOS Ratburger. And for a good reason, I don't trust the man. I really believe the man is a liar. I really believe the man is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I hope you folk in Georgia never consider him in 2 years as a potential governor. He'll be worse than Rhino Kemp. There is a story out there that Ratburger, Raffensperger, whatever, he sent out an email on a Gmail account to a list of trial lawyers across the state of Georgia, and he's trying to raise $5 million, $5 million by this Friday, the 1st of November. He's put together this election defense fund, and he's asking lawyers to donate or contact him via his private Gmail account and his personal cell phone number. And Ratburger claimed that election deniers and conspiracy theorists have taken their anger to new levels. Well, what he's upset about is that the Georgia Elections Commission's data, they don't trust Ratburger anymore either. And so he's trying to raise money to, let's get the steal going again in Georgia. Let's see if we can flip it again.
I have a problem with a Secretary of State getting involved with a political action committee dealing with elections. For that, he should resign his office immediately. He should step down. He has no business being the Secretary of State. SOS Ratburger, you have no business being the Secretary of State. It is none of your business to use your... You used your private Gmail account in your official capacity as Secretary of State to talk to Dominion Voting years ago, which is against the law in Georgia, and you've never been held accountable yet. You need to be held accountable. You need to be fired by the governor or suspended. If you had any integrity, you and little Gabe Starling, remember Gabe Starling? Enough of this stuff. Him and Ratburger, two disgusting individuals. And he hates the idea of hand counting ballots to make sure that the tally number of the machines and the hand ballots come out the same. No, we got to stay with the Dominion machines. I got a deal with them. Check my Gmail account. I cut the deal. And now I'm using my private Gmail account to raise money to fight and steal the election. It's odd that he's calling fellow Republicans activists. And he's working to thwart common sense changes that increases the integrity. Look, 2020, Kemp and Ratburger allowed the standards to be lowered. The ballot boxes were everywhere around Fulton County. You saw same people coming every night at 3:30 in the morning with hundreds of ballots, taking a picture of them with their cell phone to get paid as they put them into these boxes that are supposedly so secure. You know, Trump only lost the state by like, 11,000 votes? And I've pointed out that we know for a fact that certain middle Georgia counties and rural counties had 100 mysterious people show up in the last weeks before the election to register that had addresses, that never had a house, a tent, an apartment, utilities, or even an official address. And then these people just vanished off the face of the earth after the election. Well, Bob, that's only 100 people. There's 159 counties in Georgia. That's 15,900 potential illegal voters in the state of Georgia, and Trump lost by 11,000. I don't trust Ratburger. I just don't. And I'm telling you, with that extraordinarily slim margin, I just don't trust him. I don't trust Fulton County. I don't trust DeKalb County. I don't trust Cobb County. I've lived in that state. When are people going to realize that the swamp crosses party lines and there is a uniparty? Remember, Kemp, when he gets out of office in 2 years, he'll be out there trying to sell China on Georgia. That's where he's going to make his claim to fame. So I am concerned. You know, there's something playing larger as well. There seems to be a coordinated effort extending beyond just Georgia. It includes other secretaries of state that just happen to be in places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, the swing state coalition. We got to steal the election in the swing states. We're going to have a little, music put together called the Swing State Steal. That'll be a great song. Maybe we can make it a blues song or something. Because you're going to be singing the blues if these slime buckets steal the election again. And I make no bones about it. It was stolen using the pandemic 4 years ago. I warned you. And I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to do across these battleground states in a coordinated fashion to steal it again. And the fact that Ratburger used his Gmail account, he should be immediately fired and suspended. Or investigated at minimum. By the way, I mentioned going into the break that this is really warfare on a spiritual level. The churches have gone AWOL, apostate, many of them, not all. as I mentioned going into the break, certain churches will be allowed to thrive because they're doing the state's bidding. They're doing demonic things, and that's what we want, or they want. I want you to listen to this Presbyterian pastorette. If you want to know how bad the rot has become in the Presbyterian church, and I can give you examples in all the others, and I will maybe this week or next week or after the election. If you want to understand why the mainstream denominations have had their lampstand removed and they're apostate, they are now servants of, they're synagogues of Satan and servants of the Antichrist. I want you to listen to this Presbyterian Church USA pastorette in a sermon she recently delivered.
If Jesus were here today, he would be a clinic escort, distracting women from the hatred of the protesters.
Now, let me make sure you understand this. This is not some layman. This is an ordained Presbyterian pastor preaching in a Presbyterian Church USA to a congregation. And she's making the most ridiculous claim that Jesus would be out there in front of abortion clinics escorting women in to kill their babies. That's what Jesus would do? What would Jesus do? Remember that WWJD? What would Jesus do? I just have a hard time envisioning Jesus had said, suffer the little children unto me and forbid them not, standing with women ready to terminate their pregnancies and condemning those that are praying to preserve the life of its innocent child. This is ridiculous. This is what's coming out of our sewers that we call seminaries. Purely sewers and synagogues of Satan. This woman is worshiping demons. She's worshiping at the altar of Moloch. She probably worships at the altar of Gaia to save the planet and worships at Ishtar to change genders. She is an evil-spirited individual. Her entire church denomination now declares you must, in obedience, ordain homosexuals and believe in abortion. These are the type that go out and bless abortion clinics. And she had the audacity to continue in that sermon and make the following totally antichrist statement.
If Jesus were giving his sermon today, he might also have said, blessed are those who end pregnancies, for they will be known for their loving kindness.
Now, I'm sorry, but no matter how you cut it, that is absolutely demonic. This is a demon talking, not an ordained minister of the gospel. Only a demon would talk like this. You know, to hear her talk, you think that if Jesus was around today, or even back then, that women would be coming up, pregnant women would be coming up to Jesus, you know, because health, you know, abortion is woman's health care. Jesus, I'm pregnant, heal me, terminate my pregnancy, kill the child in the womb. This is what you'd have to believe. That Jesus would be walking around the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, all the cities that he visited, just terminating pregnancies, and then, you know, because it's healing. It's my healing power to kill the child inside of you. This is an abomination. This is evil. This is the evil that Kamala Harris embraces. And I want you to understand something. She's made it very clear. She has said she opposes any and all concessions. She wants a national abortion law if she becomes president. She is demanding Moloch-type infant sacrifice on a grand and glorious scale, because she's demonically possessed and has become, look, people like Trump, you and I could discuss this all day long. Is he the most moral person? I'm not saying that he is, but he's not threatening your faith, your family, your finances, your freedom, and your future. She is. She would oppose any concessions, any, including religious. In other words, if you are a Christian that opposes abortion, you're going to be forced to fund other people's abortions. You cannot escape. She denounced the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and she is just demanding more infant sacrifice. We gotta be killing those babies, people. I don't think there should be any concessions, is what she said. We're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body. What about the body in the womb? Your running mate, Tampon Tim, he's also been called Touchdown Tim, and you can figure out why later. These evil people believe that a botched abortion, the child must die. And they hate to say it because they know that most Americans are not for this, but they do believe the law written in Minnesota permits abortion all the way up until the moment of birth. They lie to you. And then you have phony Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine and all the and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. These people are also witches. They're pro-abortion rhinos. Doesn't help the cause. We have too many reprobates in the Republican Party, too, when it comes to this issue. Harris said she's not going to engage in a hypothetical, but she goes, let's start with the fundamental fact. A basic freedom has been taken away for women to kill their children in the womb. That's really what it is. It's not health care. There is no legitimate reason to kill a child in the womb for health care. It doesn't exist. They've carved out their own exemption because this is demonic. This is satanic to the core. And you should have known that at their convention in Chicago, they had mobile abortion clinics parked outside. You know, hey, come to the convention, vote for Harris as a delegate and get an abortion while you're here. You know, get it all done. One-stop shopping. Hillary Clinton said as president, she will have our back and be a fighter to keep to get more abortions, you know, cooking as fast as we can. You know, these demon worshipers need abortion. This is all they got. The entire, you know, when you talk to somebody and say, okay, when you talk to these delusional people about what will she do on the border? Oh, she's going to fix it. Yeah, they already did. They fixed it where millions of illegals came into this country. And we don't know where they are. We don't even know who many of them are. We know that, and they lied about crime going down during the Biden years. It went up. The FBI finally got called out and quietly re-released the corrected figures that are still. It shows it went up quite a bit. And I really believe it went up higher than they're still admitting to this day. But they had to do something to cover themselves. These are evil people that are wanting your vote and support. People say, well, you know, she'll preserve democracy. You know who else says he'll preserve democracy? The leader of North Korea. He preserves democracy. And so does the leader of China. They all talk about the People's Democrat Republic or whatever. All these dictators. Remember Adolf Hitler. He believed in democracy too. You can go down the whole list. They love that word. They use it to cover what their real intent is. They don't want you to have freedom. They are the true fascist. And see, they project that on Trump. You know, hey, if he was going to do that, he would have done it 4 years ago. He would have done it after the stolen election, but he didn't. And they try to gin up this idea that there's going to be civil unrest. They have changed the law where the directives now indicate that the military can be used to use lethal force against Americans in a time of unrest. They're the ones pushing for the unrest. This is what I worry about next week. No matter what happens, there's going to be unrest. This is my fear. This is my instinct. There is going to be severe unrest no matter who wins. Raskins, the reprobate congressman, has indicated that maybe we need to deny Trump the presidency if he wins by not certifying the election. And by the way, Kamala Harris is the one that's got to certify it. Do you see what's happening? They're going to gin up a civil war if they can't win. They'll just burn the whole country down. If they can't get their baby-killing machine going, they're going to burn this nation down. They don't value life. They don't value you. They don't value anything except their pagan gods that make them wealthy. They need their wars. They need their consulting fees. They need big pharma. This is the battle that we are about to face. And I've been warning you, it's not going to be, the battle's not going to end at the ballot box. If the steel can be overcome, you know, too big to rig, I'm still deeply concerned about the massive civil unrest that will be unleashed. Just like these people that I played, you know, for you coming because you had a Donald Trump sign in your front yard. They're demanding you take it down. You evil person, how dare you put a sign up? Take it down. Take it down. You're ruining the neighborhood. No, your satanic candidate will ruin this nation. Forget your neighborhood. We are at a crossroad in this country like we've never been at a crossroad before. And I believe the future of this country will be determined one way or the other, stolen or otherwise, next week. The future of how I perceive and do this radio program going forward may change a bit. It may have to. No, there's no sense doing the same thing I did for 4 years if we are in the same place and now worse than we were before. Sharing the news is worthless. It's irrelevant. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't edify the body of Christ. It doesn't grow the church. Are you ready for the turmoil? Are you ready for the unrest? Are you ready to recognize that it is possible that the steel will succeed again? And we might be facing 4 more years vastly worse than the 4 years we've just been going through. More unrest, more demands, more freedoms being ripped away, more FBI agents coming after pro-life people in the wee hours of the morning and arresting them for whatever fraudulent cause. We will talk more about this tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. But for now, I need your support to stay on radio. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com. You can use Give, Send, Go to support us or send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com, and I can tell you how to use PayPal if needed. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, Chilhowee, 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 Virginia, and the zip code 24319. That's 24319. Thanks for listening today.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.